Deepest sympathy is extended to Kevin and Carol Bonner and their family on the death of Carol's sister, Star Sharati, on March 8. Star was a resident of Elkwood Manor at Elkhorn. Tiffany and Lexi Brown participated in the Yorkton Rockfest Prairie Singles Curling Weekend. Congratulations to Tiffany, who placed third in the U15 individual competition. Participants were given tickets to attend the Briar in Regina, and Lexi and Tiffany enjoyed that event and meeting some of the curlers. Several others from our community also took advantage of attending the Briar when it was so close, while others of us called all the shots from our couches. Some of those shots made were simply amazing. The U18 Brewskis, of which Bailey Bryant of Miniota and Kenna Bryant of Verdon are team members, placed third in their league. Congratulations to the Brewskis. Enid Haynes flew to Calgary to spend the weekend with Barb Haynes, Lee and Jesse, who had traveled from Peace River, Alta, for Lee to participate in a swim meet. Congratulations to Lee and a proud grandma on his showing. The Miniota Fire Department held their annual fishing derby on a beautiful day this past Sunday at Hooper's Lake. The weather was perfect for all ages to participate, plus lots of fellowship enjoyed in the sun. On particularly rough days, when I'm sure I can't possibly endure, I like to remind myself that my track record for getting through bad days so far is 100%, and that's pretty good. Author unknown. Isabella News. The annual meeting of the Isabella Community Center was held on March 11 at the home of Bernice Still with 6 members present. All annual reports were accepted. Work slated for the hall this year includes repairs to the post office ramp, hall flooring, eaves troughing and fire inspection updates, and the needed repairs to the church steps. Preserving the Past for the Future Museum Board has set their annual Museum Day event for Sunday, July 7. The resignations of Jim and Ron Lawn were accepted with regret, and much appreciation for their years of work for the cemetery board was expressed. Randy Still and Michael Knight have agreed to take on these positions. A spring cleanup day is planned for the cemetery. Rental rates for the hall and church for 2024 were set at $150 for winter months and $120 for summer events.